And he spoke today to the assembled media. He is your quarterback, Brock Purdy, and we call this Brock Talk.
Brock, what do you remember about, obviously Brian Flores, a lot of blitzing and different looks they like to throw at you. What do you remember about last year, and how can that kind of help you this week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. He does, you know, a lot of different looks and different things and makes you think that it's going to be one thing, and it can be that or go to something completely different. And so he does a good job with that. I think one of the best in the league with, you know, just disguises in general. And so, you know, last year we had, you know, obviously a whole game against him and got some really good looks from him and some tough situations that he puts you in, especially as a quarterback trying to make a decision and stuff. And so it was good. It was a good experience last year. And, you know, there's some things that I had to learn from. So I had a year of film and stuff and this week of practice. So we're excited for it.
What about the atmosphere last year? How does that stadium stack up with Seattle and some other loud builds that you've been in?
Yeah, you know, at the end especially, it was a tight game and everything, and, you know, that place was rocking. And for the most part, the whole game, they were like that. And so some loyal fans that they got in Minnesota, it's a dome, so it just gets loud in there, and, you know, they bring it. And so, you know, it's an environment where you want to go in and try to obviously do your thing to put up points and score to create momentum and keep them away from, you know, being so loud. But it's a great environment to play in.
How does not having Christian McCaffrey out there on the field change the way opposing teams defend you guys?
I think, you know, just with Christian, especially, like, you know, there's certain plays, third down, where, you know, we like to get him out and throw to him and stuff like that. And so there's a lot of teams that can either double team him and then open up some other guys within our offense. And so that's something that, you know, we sort of have to remember. That's a huge aspect. You know, teams always have to account for him and have a whole plan for Christian. He's the best in the league at it. And so, you know, when he's not out there, I think it sort of not necessarily simplifies things for defenses, but that's a component that they don't have to really handle. And then they can focus on George and B.A. and Debo. So that's something that for us that we have to understand. And as a quarterback, I always like having that because I think it does open up other guys. So.
What stood out for you as far as things you need to clean up specifically coming off of Monday night going forward?
Yeah, I think there's this, you know, certain like movements in the pocket and stuff that I saw like early on in the game where I feel like I could have been better, and sort of threw me off some reads and you know, just that live action and feeling of a real pass rush and having to make smaller movements within the pocket and then deliver the ball on time. I feel like there's some reps in the game early on where I was pretty hard on myself and I need to be better at. So that's something that I'm sort of honing in on and hopefully I can be better at this week.
Last time you went to Minnesota, you didn't have Debo, but you also didn't have Trent Williams at left tackle. So how much nicer is it going back there? And how necessary is it when that line has to do silent counts and stuff?
You know, it's tough for the offensive line just, you know, being on a silent count. You know, they're waiting for the guy next to them to move, and that's when they're in their pass set or running, you know, run blocking and all kind of stuff. So it's tough. And so, you know, for them in general, that's a whole challenge in itself. Not having Trent and Debo, like, that was a whole component to the game and our game plan. You know, with the things that we can do with Debo and having that out of the equation last year was tough. And then obviously Trent and his experience at left tackle, not having him within the run game and pass game and stuff. But I think Jalen Moore jumped in and did a great job. So I'm not taking any credit away from him. He did a great job. But, you know, having Trent back in and just his dominance and force, you feel it. And so to have him back will be great. Debo as well, having him going full speed and being able to do everything that he does, I'm really excited for. So I feel like for the most part, everybody's healthy, feels good, and we're excited to take on the challenge.
Brock, with Jake Moody's going into his second year, his rookie year, he was replacing kind of a legend around here. He was a third-round draft pick. Do you see a change in him and more confidence in him, and do you have more confidence in him now?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, last year he went through a lot of different kinds of situations where, you know, things were on the line and a lot, like, there was a lot of meaningful kicks that he had, you know, in situations that he got put into. You know, as a rookie, it's not easy. And then especially being a third round pick, it's like you have all this extra pressure and expectations and stuff. But I think just the more experience that he got, man, the more confident he got. And then obviously this year, man, like in camp and stuff, he's been locked down and just locked in on his job, and he's been great. So obviously the first game he had a great performance, and just who he is around the building, just talking to him and stuff more, and seeing him sort of come out of his shell and talking to guys, you could just feel it. So we all got his back, and we love going to war with him.
Teams run a version of your defensive scheme. Is what they're running in Minnesota, like, really unique? I mean, is it tough to prepare for because you don't really see it very much?
I would say so. Yeah, like, you get into, you know, some teams throughout the league where you know what they're running. They're in quarters, three deep, man. Like, you know what they're running. With Minnesota, you know, it's sort of an illusion fest. They want to make it seem like they're doing this, and then post-snap, they're dropping eight into every which way. So they do a lot. It's hard for us to just grasp exactly what they're doing. So I think, you know, a lot of it is, you know, dropping back and post-snap, seeing the shell, the safeties, who's coming, who's not, and where I need to go with the ball from there. But it's definitely one of those outliers of a scheme that you have to get ready for.
Part of what makes it effective in Minnesota, the fact that it's so loud and it's hard to communicate.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's definitely a component of the game. Being in the huddle, screaming the play, breaking, and then you're not being able to hear guys and yell and make audibles. It's all signals and, you know, like I said, we're on silent cadence, which is a whole nother dynamic from being and playing at home. And so, you know, it's totally different. But there's some good things that can come from it, just in terms of the preparation and being ready for those moments and executing. You know, sometimes the best executed games are on the road with crazy environments, because you have to be more in tune to the little things. And so there's pros and cons to it. But, you know, Minnesota is one of those places where you have to be on top of your stuff, or else you can get exposed.
Brock, this is kind of a crazy game. I mean, what, a few months ago, you're sharing a quarterback room with Sam Darnold. Now you're going up against him.
Yeah. yeah, Sam's the man. Like, I've told everybody that I absolutely love Sam and who he is as a person, what he's done for this team and the quarterback room last year for Brandon and I. You know, he came in and helped me prepare and gave me everything that he had, you know, with his role as a backup to help me be successful on Sundays. And so I'll always be grateful for that. Love Sam. And dude, he's very talented. He's in a great situation, great offense, great players around him. And Sam is so talented with his arm strength, his legs. Like, Sam can move. And so, you know, to be able to go out and compete against him, man, it's going to be fun. So, and that's who he is. He's a competitor. I know he's going to want this one too. And so for all of us, man, it's going to be a fun game.
Do you think that George's punishment for the Iowa State-Iowa game was equal to your punishment last year for that same game?
I mean, we agreed to the terms of what was going to happen after this year. You know, I had to walk up here with a mascot helmet, so that's a little different. But it did feel good, though, just seeing him in an Iowa State helmet, like, what could have been. You know, he could have been a Cyclone. George Kittle is a Cyclone. That would have been pretty sweet. So I thought he looked good, man. That helmet looked so good. And then with George's hair coming out of it, I was like, all right.
Mascot head somewhere?
I don't. No, I mean, yeah, I could ask my equipment guys back at Iowa State to send me one. And to tell you the truth, my rookie year, that was the deal, too. And Iowa State won. And I had the stuff sent out, and it got lost in the mail. So George was like, you're a rookie. You have 3 days to do it. And it didn't show up. And he goes, that's too bad. I was like, bro. So and then last year, of course, they win. And then this year got him. So I don't know. Maybe there will be a mascot head thing again. So, yeah, go Cyclones.